guys, it's Elrod, and today you're going to hear about Atlanta Rhythm Section. Stay tuned. So, Atlanta Rhythm Section is an American rock band from South Georgia. In 1970, the band formed with the lineup of Rodney Justo, singer, Barry Bailey, guitarist, Paul Goddard, bassist, Dean Daughtry, keyboards, and Robert Nix as the drummer. Justo left the band after their first album and was replaced by Ronnie Hammond. Their manager and producer was Buddy Bowie, and he is listed on almost all of their songwriting credits in band songs. Bowie had also been a part of the group Classics No. 4. Remember those songs, Spooky, Stormy, and Traces? I think I'll do a podcast on them sometime. Bowie contributed also to naming the band. He had a large influence on the band. They had a strong following in the South. Their first few albums failed to generate much, but once Ronnie Hammond became a part of the band, things changed. They were getting pressure from the record company to produce a hit, and the pressure worked. In 1976, they scored a top single on their album, A Rock and Roll Alternative. And that single is So Into You. This was their first album to reach gold certification. Enjoy. So near to you, I can't think of nothing else. In 1978, they had the album Champagne Jam, and that had two hit singles. One, I'm Not Gonna Let It Bother Me Tonight, and the other, Imaginary Lover. And here's Imaginary Lover. Imaginary. every lover. So they began to tour and even performed at the White House when President Jimmy Carter was at the White House. But unfortunately, after those hits, things went downhill. In 1979, they produced a handful of albums, but the albums didn't do so well. The band eventually split up. However, they have still been known to reunite and go on tour. But only a few of the original band members are still with the band. Buddy Bowie, the producer, manager, and songwriter, passed away in 2015. And that is my information on Atlantic Rhythm Section. Elrod is signing off. Hey guys, I'm going to do a one-hit wonder. Now this guy is actually known for more than his one-hit wonder. This guy is Mac Davis. He was a singer and songwriter. He was born in Texas and would evolve into a country and adult contemporary crossover artist. He also wrote many songs for famous people. He wrote In the Ghetto for Elvis Presley. But his big, huge adult contemporary hit was Baby Don't Get Hooked on Me. And here it is. As a kid, I loved this song. He also had his own variety show, The Mac Davis Show. Remember? Baby, don't get hooked on me.
Touching me, but I can tell. smile. You're seeing way too much in me. Girl, don't let your life get tangled up with mine, 'cause I'll just leave you. I can't take no thing and fine. Baby, baby, don't get hooked on me. Baby, baby, don't get hooked on me, 'cause I'll just use you, then I'll set you free.
Sadly, Mac Davis passed away in 2020. He was 78 years old. And Elrod is signing off.